Today, I've got Senate Bill 694. It completely reforms the payday loan business in the state of Missouri, and we're getting behind. And the old statute is, I think, 10 or 12 years old. It was worked out with the Catholic conferences and other religious group and others. Since that time, things have changed, and so we've got together and felt that this should be addressed. And from all the comments I'm hearing so far, the silver hair legislators are really in favor of it. Some of the people in the industry like it, some people don't like it, but I think it's something that needs to be done. Probably the most important thing that kind of gets this law in shape, the current law permits renewals or rollovers of 6 times. And this new law will commit zero, or will allow only the initial loan and no rollovers. And that's probably the biggest part of this bill that completely does away with rollovers. So there's a couple other things. The bill does, it raises the license fee from $300 to $500, which I think the Division of Finance likes. It does have an enhanced disclosure to where signs have to be up posting the percentage rate. Has to be in 14-point type, the maximum APR, and the fee in terms of dollars that are charged. Consumer notices have to be on all advertising, whether it be short-term TV, radio, whatever. They shall get the normal consumer notice. Loan renewals, as I said, are prohibited. There will be no loan removals, renewals. If someone does not repay during that time period, then they are given 60 days interest-free to go ahead and proceed to pay this loan off. So they've got 60 days interest-free to do so. They'd have to make 4 equal payments. And so that's a big plus, that they can do that without being charged any interest. So anybody does get in trouble, they can do that only one time a year, is all they can do that. It does away with the $75, or the 75%. Before, you could pay up to 75% of the loan back in fees. Since it is not renewable, it does away with that aspect of it. Oversight, there is some oversight. The collection agency, they've always fallen somewhat under the laws, but this bill specifies that basically you can't bully, you can't do this, you can't do that, to collecting the loans. It lays all that out. It basically is just a good bill that's going to bring us up. It shall be an annual report to the General Assembly. I've got some witnesses here that probably can do a better job explaining this better than I can, since they're associated with it. I dealt with it as chairman of banking in the House for 6 years, and it was always a hot issue over there. And I think this pretty well addresses all the issues. It does still allow the people to borrow money on a short term. I was recently in a gun shop payday loan business the other day. Some lady had gone in to buy, or needed money to buy a dryer. Hers had quit. And I just came from the bank, and the bank said, no, we don't want any part of these loans. So it does still give those people access to a loan, a place where they can get short-term money.